The Maryland State Police investigation into this plane crash in Ocean City is continuing. At about 8:50 this morning, Maryland State Police divers went back into the water. The State Police Underwater Recovery Team has been there since just after this crash yesterday, along with Coast Guard officials, Natural Resources Police, Ocean City Police, and others who have been assisting with this, the Beach Patrol as well. But right now, this morning, our State Police divers are focused on recovering the one or two victims that are believed to have been on this plane. They have located the plane. It's in about 30 feet of water, between a quarter and a half mile off the shore. They're in the area of 130th Street, 133rd Street, between those blocks. But they are working to recover victims on board. Once that's done and positive identification is made, we will provide that information. After that, the dive team will work with officials to raise the aircraft, but we don't know if that would occur today or sometime later. Federal Aviation Administration officials have been notified, as well as officials from the NTSB. Those are the officials responsible for looking into why this crash occurred, how it occurred. But our mission right now is to recover victims and assist with the recovery of the aircraft.
No indication yet, is there, where what field it was based out of, or where it was from coming in or leaving Ocean City? Do we know that yet?
We do know that. We put that information out last night. The aircraft was based at the Ocean City Airport. We believe, at least tentatively now, that may be where it left from last evening. But until, again, we have recovered victims and positively identified them, we can't be more specific about who they may be.
Okay. It's an unusual aircraft, isn't it? It looks like a vintage World War II fighter or trainer, possibly. I'm not sure.
We believe the aircraft is a Nanchang CJ-6A, which is a Chinese aircraft. Not being an aviation expert, I'm not more familiar with what that was used for. I've heard it being referred to as a trainer or some type of aircraft used in the military, but I don't know more specifically than just the type of aircraft that it is right now. Single engine, had seats for a pilot and one passenger.